And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, April 9th, 2016. This is Season 10, Episode 15. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Nathan.
And welcome to the show, everybody. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at In-Game Chat. You can also find us on Facebook. Same way. In-game chat. You can email us, everyone at ingamechat.net. We've got the cam stream going right now. Head over to twitch.tv and type in in-game chat up at the top, and you will see you'll see our page come up. Just click on that. Then you can watch us live while we broadcast and also join in the chat room live while we broadcast as well, along with a couple of other people who've joined in there. I see Uncle Elias. Elias is talking in there. I see Wraith as well in the chat room. So thanks, guys. We'll do a chat room roll call a little bit later on. So get your name out on the radio, those of you that want it. Well,
FCC.
Well, you know, for the most part, nobody comes in there with anything that's too bad yet. I mean, I probably just issued a call to fate and said, no, today they're all going to be innuendo names. But we'll see. Anyway, welcome everybody to the show. Coming up, obviously, around 4:30, usually about the time. First 30 minutes in, we'll talk to GT South, see what's going on over there for this week. They've got a really cool event going on tonight that I'm actually kind of interested in. And we'll talk about that whenever they call into the show. Also, nothing really else as far as what might be planned on the show today. It could be directed by your phone calls. All you have to do is give us a call and talk to us, 334-272-9228. With that being said, I will jump into what I played, which is absolutely nothing. I don't have the Division to keep me busy, like pretty much everybody else here, or in RJ's case, MLB The Show. I really just don't have that game that is holding me over right now. And it was going to be, it was sort of going to be Quantum Break. I went the Gamefly route with Quantum Break because there was no Redbox that had it. And it finally showed up on Thursday, which is usually later for them, but for whatever reason, that seems to start to be the norm here for a couple of them that I've been getting. Normally, I get them, if a game comes out on Tuesday, I get it on a Wednesday. But now it's...
I was always... Yeah. Unsuccessful with that.
Yeah, now it's popping up on a Thursday. Anyway, got it on Thursday and I decided to do the install of it, and the install took a while and I eventually just crashed, fell asleep. So while I was doing the install,
were
I
you
totally
in your bed?
Did. Oh yeah. Well, I was gonna play it. Yeah. Yeah, of course. I didn't put that setup in there to not use it, man.
Yeah.
So I let it do the install. So then Friday night I get home and I'm gonna do the install, but I remembered that there's a TV show, or there's like live action episodes that kind of tie into the game story. This is Remedy. These are the guys who did Alan Wake, who did a very episodic type feel. Game was released in full, but each chapter felt like an episode of a TV show. Had a credits roll, everything else, did a previously on.
Kind of like in Alan Wake, how they did that?
Is that what I said?
I don't.
Who did I say?
I thought so. You said Alan Wake.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I was setting up. But yes, yeah. Alan Wake did that as well.
Yeah.
Like you said.
That's what I said. you know, Alan Wake did it. And so they had these live action TV shows. And I said, well, let me go ahead and download those, because I looked it up before I did. I was wondering, okay, how does this work? Do I need to watch an episode first, then play? How does it all integrate? And I went online and found out that the shows are online. You can go ahead and watch them if you want. However, the developers prefer that you play the game, and at a certain instance in the game, they will cut to the TV show episodes, and they'll play a little bit of that. Then you'll go back into the game, you'll play a little bit, then it'll cut back to TV show episodes. And apparently things you do in the game make a difference on what you see in the episode. I don't know how that is if you decide to watch the episodes before you play the game. Is there some default version of the show that you see before you play the game that already has decisions made? Or are they so tiny decisions that, you know, minute decisions that they have no impact on whatsoever? Kind of like Walking Dead Season 2 and Walking Dead Season 1 of Telltale.
Mm-hmm.
The one difference was the reference to a male or female body that you find on the side of the road. That was it. That was the only callback to any decision you had ever made. So, I was curious about that. So I let that download, which was also massively gigantic. And again, fell asleep, letting these things download. Woke up at 2:30 and the thing was already all done. And then changed up what I was doing for the night anyway. So, I still have not played that at all. However, it's ready to go whenever I get there. It's ready to be played. I'm not expecting much on this thing. I don't know what the reviews were. I didn't really follow it that well. It's a brand new game that has been, I don't want to say it's been highly promoted. It was whenever the Xbox One was coming out, because this was going to be a big title for Microsoft. Supposed to come out, I believe, last year. Did not. It's coming out this year. It seems like it lost some momentum on the release. Also plagued with PC problems as well. You know, Microsoft announced that, you know, you could play this. It's only on Windows 10. If you buy the Windows 10 version, you get the Xbox One version for free. And apparently it is just in massive disarray on the PC side of things.
Which is where I'd probably want to play it.
Not me. I'd rather play it on there, because there seems to be no replay value in this thing whatsoever.
Okay.
This feels like a rental straight up and down.
All right.
Unless you're a gigantic fan, or you just find it at a really good price. I mean, I understand PC players.
Yeah, sometimes you could do that.
Yeah.
We have that option.
Tomb Raider has no multiplayer, or what am I thinking of? Tomb Raider has no replay value to me whatsoever. But I got it at a good deal. Mm. And so I picked it up on PC. Plus, yeah.
It makes me think about how I felt about Beyond Two Souls. One time through, and that was it. I had no desire to replay through that, play through that story again. Because like you said, that one choice at the end, that's pretty much the only real difference between the two.
I know. And I'm never, going back to Walking Dead and what we said, and we've talked about this before, I like season one of Walking Dead. Season one, Walking Dead was very emotional. It did everything it was supposed to do.
It hit on all cylinders.
It did make you feel like the choices you're making were important, although once it all got to the end of it,
you kind of realized
you were on the path regardless.
Yeah.
And
I think once you see behind the veil of it, then a little, I don't know about letdown. You're just like, oh.
It didn't take away from the impact the story had on me at all. I just realized not to put as much faith into the decisions I was making as having any sort of massive impact, other than the story that was being told at the time, you know? So,
I think 2 kind of hit me a little bit harder.
2's weird because 2 and 3, I'm really interested to see what they do with 3, because 2 had like 5 different endings.
Yeah.
We're talking about Walking Dead season 2. 2 had 5, like, seriously, there was about 5 different endings for season 2.
The part that really got me into is, like, you know, people get killed and zombies and shot, and I'm like, whatever. But the dog, you know, that when the dog came along and you're like, oh, hey, it's a little scared dog. And you're like, oh, finally a companion.
You
know, and
you took that food away from that dog.
Oh, and you could see, like, you know, dogs get feral, you know, and then, oh, that got me.
Yeah.
I don't mind killing people.
Yeah, that was a little soon into the thing. I agree with you when it did. I was like, oh, because that was like first episode. It was like episode 1.
Yeah.
And it never came back to do anything or have any impact whatsoever.
Just like in The Division, I'm like mass murdering people left and right, but I accidentally shot a dog, and I'm like felt horrid the entire time. I was like, no, because it just accidentally ran right into the path of where I was shooting. I'm like, no, I'm sorry, dog.
I know how it is. And you guys will have to talk about The Division whenever it comes around in the discussion, because whatever changes or things or whatever's going on over there, you guys will have to give the insight, because I have no idea what is happening in that front. Can't have the talks like we did about Destiny, or at least with my involvement anyway, because I am not there with you guys as far as.
Then you should get there.
Division.
Just get that link assigned.
Concerned. I got the link. That feels even more sketchy, actually. What is it? No. G2A?
G2A, yeah.
Yeah.
I've used them many times.
Have you? Okay.
Probably about 8 or 9 times.
Hmm.
3 of them successfully.
Yeah. Everything. All successful?
They're all.
Well, that's a possibility. K. Olin? K. Olin? is in the chat room saying, your choices affect your I completed 80% of the game and beat the game in about 12 hours total. Great game, but short gameplay time for $60. It has some replayability, but there are only three or four choices that change the story. So, yeah, I'm interested. I'm interested in it. And it's something to do, I guess, to pass the time until Overwatch and Battleborn and Uncharted and something else before
I think Uncharted's the next big one for me that I'm looking forward to.
The next big one would be Uncharted. But I think there is some weight in Overwatch, possibly. And I have Kaolin. Okay, cool. Thanks for the pronunciation, Kaolin.
I think everyone's name in this should be like phonetically.
Maybe it really would help me a lot because I'm horrible at this. Said the guy who's on the radio. I thought there was something in between. It was after Battleborn. No, Battleborn's like the week before Uncharted, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so.
I'm trying to think of after Uncharted.
No Man's Sky hits in June, yeah. I think, or maybe July.
Yeah.
Dude, Abduction?
Abduction for you and I, yeah. Abduction, big deal.
And you also have Mirror's Edge.
Oh, okay. That's right. Mirror's Edge is in May as well. I think that's the one I was probably leaving out. Mirror's Edge in May.
Oh.
Deus Ex in August.
Yes.
Yeah.
Homefront.
That Deus Ex. You know, did you ever play the original Homefront?
Mm-hmm.
You did? What did you think of it?
It was on Xbox, and I didn't really like it at the time.
I thought it was a thoroughly meh game. You know, it wasn't great, wasn't terrible. It was just meh.
I heard Homefront was kind of generic, really.
Yeah.
What people were talking about, yeah.
Yeah, it was just...
Online was horrible. Yeah.
I mean, crazy because the trailer for it and the lead up and everything I thought was, you know, the story, it had the chance for greatness, you know, being written by John Milius, you know, the guy that did Apocalypse Now and Red Dawn. And I mean, it basically was kind of Red Dawn-y. So I was really expecting more out of it. I was just kind of, all right, I played it once, I'm done.
Yeah, well, that's all you really could do. Play it once and then you're done. Yeah. It may have had a multiplayer aspect to it. I don't remember. I remember me and James playing that, and I don't think he went through the rest of it. I think he got to a certain part and stopped playing. I think we were trying to do co-op with it.
Yeah.
And or maybe we did go through the entire thing. I can't remember.
But
I remember the big battle on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
At the very end of the game, and then finishing it, and we were just sort of
All right.
Yeah, we thought there were parts of it that we kind of enjoyed some parts of it, but just the overall story of everything just felt
flat.
Just so cookie cutter by the number type situation that we just and we were surprised that they were going to do a sequel, and now apparently that's
maybe it'll be better,
possibly coming our way. I played that sequel years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken them forever to get this thing out.
Well, remember the
it was the buyout from THQ. Yeah.
So I mean that caused a little bit of delay.
Yeah.
The main thing, like, this is in order of release. For game-wise that are coming out, these are just main titles, AAA type. So you have Dark Souls 3, which is Tuesday.
Is that on your list there, RJ?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay.
Battleborn, Uncharted 4, Doom, Homefront, Overwatch, Mirror's Edge, No Man's Sky, Star Wars, Legos, Song of the Deep, Deus Ex, World of Warcraft Legion, Final Fantasy 15, Gears of War. Those are sort of the main ones that are coming out.
Well, at least I don't have to worry about spending too much money this year.
Hmm. No, not really. What was the one? I forgot Doom. Not that I have any interest in that, but
none.
I know it's going to be a big. It's going to be a big release.
None whatsoever.
Is it?
I think it will. I think name recognition alone.
Yeah.
And the way it's been marketed, I think that'll be a big release for them. When is that? Did he give you?
Yeah, May 13th.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think it'll actually be
Banner Saga
pretty
2.
Good. I'm not saying it's going to get great reviews. I just think it's going to sell well. So, Anyway, that's what I played, which is absolutely nothing. So, and that is exactly why.
I just realized, so Uncharted 4 and Doom come out the same week.
Yeah.
3 days apart.
I know which one I'll be getting.
Tuesday and Friday. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Lately, Naughty Dog has been releasing their games on Fridays.
Well, no, Uncharted's coming out on Tuesday.
Oh, Uncharted's the Tuesday release. Oh, yeah, interesting. Okay.
Doom's Friday.
Bethesda with the Friday. Mm-hmm.
Usually that's to fall into worldwide day and date releases. Usually that's the case. I do not know. I might be wrong on that. Matt, what have you been playing?
The Rogue One trailer.
Oh, okay.
Basically, that's it. Yeah.
But you've been playing Division?
No. Yeah, actually, I have a little bit. Yeah, I've been playing a little bit Division, made level 30. Did some more. Actually went to the Dark Zone and survived for a time. I haven't tried since the new patch, though.
Okay.
So.
Which new patch?
Or since they announced the new patch this coming. It's been a couple of days.
But that comes out Tuesday.
Yeah. They announced it, like, what, last
week? Last week, yeah.
Yeah. So that was probably about the last time I played it.
RJ, what have you been playing?
Well, a little bit more of MLB 16, the show. But mostly Fallout 4, doing a little more leveling up in that game before the new DLC comes out for that.
Did you get some free stuff from MLB The Show? I read something where they had some connection issues, or they had some really bad problems with MLB The Show that they decided to send out some free stuff to your...
The only thing I noticed really was I've got twice as many points in my stub points in my
maybe that roster, was it. Something I don't like know. Something like, as an apology, here's a bunch of free stuff that they gave you, and I can't remember...
No reading. Season tickets or anything?
No. Just stuff in the game. Free stuff in the game.
In-game stuff.
Ah. Yeah.
More buying points and things like that. That's what I got from it. Played a little bit of Vanquish as well on the PS3. Going through that one again. I was playing it over at GT South, really. And every time I do that, a lot of people come up and ask me, what game is this? Because it really, really holds their interest. And I'm like, yeah, from Platinum Games. The folks who made Bayonetta, Binary Domain, places like that, and a lot of them say the same thing. I never heard of it, but it looks really interesting, really cool.
I know.
And
I remember it. Yeah. I remember when it was getting released. I remember seeing it at E3 when I was doing a thing with Sega, and I remember seeing them Vanquish and was interested in it. And I remember being in GT South as well, watching you play that, and I was like, he's playing Vanquish. I could tell from the crouching and the slide thing and the whatever it was, I could tell you were playing Vanquish. Mm-hmm. Was there a sequel?
No, but the ending suggests there's a sequel. Maybe that's what it was. Yeah, the ending definitely suggests a sequel would come out, but no, never came out.
Yeah.
Wish it did, though.
Any other games? Wasn't there a tournament this weekend? Wasn't there a fighting tournament going on
this
weekend?
There's a tournament this weekend in Phoenix City. Don't Get Wrecked. But I couldn't get my stick ready for that in time. I got to do some modifications to it before I can get that thing fully ready.
You still have to solder?
Not soldering. It's more like kind of like a do-it-yourself thing. I got to make create a hole for another button. Got to make a home button for it so I can hook it up to the board I got in there. So I'll be working on that.
You got the one that was pre-soldered, right? Or no?
Well, it doesn't need soldering one. No, just plug and play. Make sure everything's hooked up to it.
All right, Nate, what about you?
Obviously, I, besides the Division, hit 30 on that today. What level did you get on that for Dark Zone?
Oh, I think I'm...
So your Dark Zone level and your single-player level are different things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm like 14, 15. Yeah. Around there.
That's about right.
Where are you at? In the Dark Zone part of
it. I just hit 30 today, and that's when I decided to pop in on it. So, like 8 or 9. I just spent like 5 minutes.
It was pretty easy to level up there.
I mean, when you first start, you know. And then I was playing Dying Star on PS4.
Oh, yeah, the PS Plus game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. It's not hard. It takes a little while to get used to control-wise, you know, playing through it and everything.
Well, it's a twin-stick shooter.
Well, and then selecting your ship, they each have different types of... a lot of them have... you ever seen skill shots in MOBAs?
No.
Where you need to line... Like, you'll have an area that you're lining up, and then if you hit them fully with it, it does a lot of damage, and if you somewhat hit them, it doesn't do that much. They have a lot of skill shots in that type of. It's sort of like a space MOBA, sort of. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool. You should try it out.
I plan to. I really liked what I heard about that game, and I do plan to do to get some time in with it. Have you played anything else?
And then just Hearthstone.
Hearthstone or Hearthstone.
Just trying to get up a bunch of gold before the next battle pack thing comes out.
Yeah.
Dead Star, I did set it up for download. Recall how big it was?
Oh, no. I was at work and I just hit download it and did it while I was gone.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, that pretty much wraps up what we've been playing. And there you go.
We're all busy.
We see you guys next weekend. It's been a great show. Yeah. And
appreciate
that's
it.
About it. I wish Carson would come back and tell us about his Oculus Rift.
Yeah, I know.
I keep wanting to hear. I'm checking the chat room here to see if he's in there, and he's not. I keep wanting to hear about that and hear how things are going. I've talked with people who have a Vive. Well, they don't have a Vive. They pre-ordered a Vive, and they saw where their card got charged, but they haven't heard anything yet, and so they're trying. Nobody's got anything yet to call in and give us their experience with. I'm sad. I want to hear about it.
It's been out long enough. We should be hearing.
I keep seeing videos of VR stuff, and I keep seeing game reviews of VR stuff. And I want to hear about it from people who are playing them. I want to hear about their time with the technology and how they enjoy it. So
anyone here? Didn't you know someone here personally that?
No. I know a guy, but he's not here.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that picked it up here locally. So a buddy of mine who lives in the Midwest, and I can't remember where exactly in the Midwest he lives, he got one. He got a Vive, but he hasn't gotten it in. He pre-ordered it. They charged his card, but they haven't sent him anything. Because I hit him up this week earlier. I said, any news on your Vive? He's like, nope. Bank called to make sure that the purchase was legit, and that was it. Haven't heard anything on shipping or anything else. Nothing yet. The Vive, it said that the Vive would ship in April, depending on when you made your order, and his order was good enough that it would have made the April cutoff date. So he's got the month. They were never specific about when in April it was going to go.
Just sometime in April.
Just April. That's it. So, and Oculus Rift, I think some point this week they're going to have an update to their website about people who bought those to give a better idea of when yours would be shipping, because they've had some I think an email went out last week saying that, hey, thanks for your purchase. Just want to let you know that we've gotten behind on a few things, or that it's not going as fast as we thought it would go. But again, not revealing any kind of information as to when people would get their units, just, hey, we're going to have an update on such and such date, and then you can check the website and get a better idea of when you'll get your product. So that's all we know on the VR front. So I'm curious if Carson hasn't called back because he paid the $900-some-odd for a unit that he would get this week or that week, and he never got it.
Yeah.
Which we don't shame here.
We don't, because he went through eBay, or I don't know where he went through, but apparently he went through eBay, paid a massive amount of money to get a launch unit system, a week one launch unit system, and that may have panned out for him. It may not.
I hope he didn't get like the box with a photocopy of.
Yeah, right. I did that with a movie poster once. Didn't pay a whole lot. I paid regular price of like 25 something bucks that I was going to pay for like what I thought was a regular movie poster.
Yeah.
And what came in was not a movie poster.
Oh.
It was like a photocopy of a movie poster or something like that. It was not very good. And I learned from then on to really read over what you do whenever you're buying on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, don't usually buy on eBay now.
Yeah.
Unless it's a must-go. I've done that with video games because I bought the codes from like NVIDIA Game Inserts and stuff like that. And the conversations that go back and forth between people when that's being done, if you've got somebody who is not used to that, they're really sketchy about it. And you're really sketchy about it too because they're being sketchy. So you're like, why don't you just give me the nut? Well, I want to make sure your payment can't. Well, the payment, I'm going to send the payment now. Payment's going through, you know. Mm-hmm. It's, oh man, it's just a back and forth of everybody trying not to get ripped off.
Yeah.
Which is legitimate. I am totally fine with that. I don't want anybody getting ripped off. I don't ever want anybody feeling like I'm going to rip them off, because that's not what I'm trying to do either. I just want the game. Here's your money. Let me get my game.
One thing I was going to say, I did download, and I plan on playing tonight, the Battleborn beta.
That's right. PS4?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's only on PS4, right?
I want to say it's also on Xbox One.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
I never heard anything for Xbox One.
But I want to check
that
as well.
So it's all platforms. Hmm? Windows, PS4, Xbox One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will download that as well. Is that my, I guess that would be multiplayer beta then, since it's all multiplayer. Yeah, I'll do that also. Okay, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll have more of in-game chat in a moment. Hopefully, we'll get to hear from the folks at GT South. You'll call in, possibly. We will talk to them today. If not, we will try and give you an update of what they've got going on tonight and for the rest of the week. And also, your phone calls, if you want to call in, 334-272-9228 is the number, 334-272-9228, to get in touch with us. We'll have more of in-game chat in just a moment. Here's music from Phantasy Star Universe. Welcome back to In-Game Chats. Music there from Saints Row the Third. I'm Scott, along with RJ, Matt, and Nate, hanging out on this episode of the show. Talking about games we were looking forward to that are coming up, what we probably will be buying into, what we probably we'll be renting or skipping altogether. RJ is down for Dark Souls 3. Nate is in for Overwatch. And I'm most definitely in for Uncharted 4. If you would like to get in touch with the show, give us a call. 334-272-9228 is the number. I see W. Matthew gave us a link to an article there where 80% of teens and 68% of adults get their gaming info from YouTube.
Mm.
I don't really doubt that too much. The way that I've seen that go was... So, obviously you had magazines that had the reviews, and you'd read those, that sort of thing. And then the internet came along, and you'd get those reviews a little bit quicker. So you'd know by the time that a game was about to come out how some people thought about it. And you'd get feedback from other people as well. Then game trailers came along. Started doing their video reviews.
Yeah. I love those.
This is still before the days of YouTube. I remember this because I remember finding game trailers when I was trying to find any footage whatsoever of Burnout.
Okay.
One of the Burnouts. I don't remember if it was Burnout Revenge or Burnout 3 or one of the... I can't remember which one it was, but I was trying to find footage of Burnout, and I found the site called Game Trailers, and they would upload different video footage of different things going on around, whatever. And anyway, they started doing video reviews, and so I would still look at reviews, read reviews, but I would also really be looking forward to seeing the review on Game Trailer, so I could see the video, so I could see the game in action while they talk about whatever's going on with it. Then YouTube rolled around, and you started getting more and more of gaming impressions, you know, more and more footage of a game to see it.
I think the, you know, where YouTube has an advantage over just like sites like Kotaku or just other, you know, Destructoid stuff like that is you could actually see the video, where as opposed to just a, you know, still image and they talk about it. It's more interactive in a way, more visual.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, it gives you, and my point was before I, you know, diverted myself to something completely different, was that I think that more and more people become impatient. They just want it now as soon as they can. I don't want to read through a long review. Just give me the score at the end.
Yeah.
And your TLDR.
Yeah.
You know, boom.
Yeah.
That's all I want. Video reviews, I'll go there. But if you've got a 20-minute video review, it's less likely to get watched than a 5-minute video review.
Yeah.
People, again, they just want it quick, fast. They want to know, is this for me, is this not? And tell me in as little as words, as time as possible, why this is for me or why this isn't for me. Don't drag it out. You know, and we should just bring him in. W. Matthew on the phone with us right now because he had mentioned of Total Biscuit's channel. And Total Biscuit will have 30, 45-minute videos of his WTF series.
Yeah.
And I love that series because he really dives into that game and the settings and everything else when it's worth it to do so. And you get to hear his thoughts on it and that sort of thing. Do I actually spend the entire 30, 45 minutes watching the whole thing? Not usually.
It's not that people spend 30 or 45 minutes watching it, but it's also not that people want short videos either. In fact, the longer videos do better on YouTube. Significantly so.
I always thought it was the shorter ones get more views.
Nope. Longer videos than they have for a while.
Hmm.
It's not that people want quick and to the point. It's that people want to actually see the game. It's this thing where, and this it's something a written review can't do, and even most video reviews can't do, is they want to see the game being played. They want to see the moment-to-moment gameplay, and that's something that the 20, 30, 40-minute videos get you to don't get in a video review on a normal game site.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, well, maybe it's just me then. Maybe that's just me then, who quickly looks for a video and says, wow, I'm not going to sit there and watch your entire 30, 45 minute playthrough, but I am going to play it, and then I'm going to jump around into it and watch some sections and stuff like that to see it being played.
The way he has described his stuff is almost like podcast in nature, in that a lot of people just play it and then basically throw it on in the background as they do other things.
Right. That's exactly what I think happens with our show here and anybody who watches this afterwards. Even if they don't watch it, or if they download it on their iPod or whatever, they're just throwing it in for some
background noise.
Just some background noise while they're doing other things, while they're traveling from work or whatever they're doing. Maybe they have a long commute into town for work or whatever the case may be, and they just have it in as background noise, and we'll listen in occasionally here and there to some of the discussion being had. So I don't really have any kind of issue with the fact that people get more of their gaming info from YouTube.
I find it sort of funny, especially because you can see this going on for a while, and you can see the animosity a lot of the Game Express has had for YouTubers because of this over the years.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you there. I can't remember specific instances, but I can remember reading something or reading an article about YouTube and that sort of thing from a traditional Games Press site. And the slant was a little bit biased towards the print, I guess you could say.
Yep.
More than it was towards YouTube.
I mean, it's kind of their fault for not really adapting. Like, I mean, it's
your website. Incorporate videos into your website. You know, if that's the way it's going, if it's going more video heavy, then open up your own YouTube channel and start being video heavy.
Yeah, it's not just videos, it's the kind of videos, because GameSpot has been doing videos for a while. It's the kind of videos, it's the long-form format that is tending to attract people. Here's a big look at this game, not a short look.
Right, Giant Bomb does their... What are
they? They were actually a quick look, and they were basically the pioneers of this. In fact, most YouTubers just copy their format.
Mm-hmm. Well, no issue there with it going to YouTube. What else is on your mind there, W. Matthew?
I guess I might have asked the thing you guys were talking about. What game am I most looking forward to, at least in the near term?
Yeah.
Overwatch.
Overwatch? Yeah. That's where Nate's sitting. Nate's sitting on Overwatch as well. You'll go PC. I forget about that. You're PC only. Which is exactly where Nate's going. And what was your reasoning for that?
I wouldn't even touch that game on console. Way too slow.
It's too fast. It's way basically too... Quake. Yeah. It's Quake or UT. It's just too fast. Like, I couldn't play that on a controller.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if you watch the console versions, it's so much slower. The gameplay is slower. The action is slower. Just because you have to tone it down for consoles. Not graphically or anything, but actual gameplay-wise.
Yeah.
And it's just,
Blizzard has already confirmed they're balancing the console versions and the PC versions separately. They're not even going to try.
They shouldn't.
Yeah. We can't. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, normally when a game has multi-platform releases like this, I always look to... I always lean towards PC because I usually can find it cheaper. Blizzard's like the one company where that...
Actually, you can find it cheaper on PC. The PC version of that game is $40 instead of $60.
Well, that's already better. Then I did not know that, actually.
Yep, if you go to their store, like, the one they're pushing is their Origins Edition, but they actually have a $40 version that doesn't include any of the bonuses that are not even for Overwatch anyway, so who cares? Mm-hmm. So you could just buy for PC.
Okay, well, that makes it obviously easier. But the point that I was going to make was that usually Blizzard does not have, you really have no other outlet to go except through Blizzard to get their games. Whenever they release them, other than maybe retails and stores, but those don't see price drops either. Not like you would seeing them bundled with a graphics card or...
To be fair, on Blizzard's part, though, you tend to get much better value with Blizzard games.
I would not disagree with that. I would say, though, that I haven't really experienced that, just for the fact that I haven't played very many Blizzard games at all. So.
Blizzard Blizzard is basically, this is the company that releases continual maps for like StarCraft 2, and mm-hmm. this is also who literally just patched Diablo 2 to make sure it runs on Windows 10.
I know, that's the strange thing. I say that, yet I own Diablo 3, I own StarCraft 2, at least a box copy of the first of the of whatever yeah. when it originally released there. And likely will own a copy of Overwatch as well. So I say that, but yet here I am sitting on
Game Boy. But that's the thing. Is like, this is a company that, unlike a lot of other companies, has earned their premium price mm-hmm. because they actually support their games.
Oh, yeah. No, maybe perfectly, so. Yeah.
Also, they've already confirmed they're releasing maps and heroes for free in Overwatch, so yeah.
And Overwatch is a... what is that?
No, it's not a MOBA. It's much closer to Quake or TF2 or UT, okay. except for you actually pick a class that has abilities.
Like Quake 3?
Quake 3?
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue that it's Quake 3, but the abilities are far more pronounced.
Alright.
Like, every class has 4 abilities they get to use.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else, W. Matthew?
I guess sort of. There were some interesting rumors from apparently last week about the NX that I found interesting.
About what?
The NX.
About the
NX. Yeah. What'd you read up on that?
It seems like the bigger one is that they're going x86, which makes sense since everyone else has gone x86.
That I read about, and I read, or at least wherever it was I was reading, probably Gaff, was that a lot of people were pleased with that prediction. Hoping that would be the case. Is that they would.
I mean, they kind of have no choice, given the fact that there's nowhere for them to go with PowerPC. Like, IBM hasn't made a better version of the PowerPC chip. They have nowhere else to go but x86 or ARM, and x86 is better for any kind of home device than ARM is. ARM is really for mobile only.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you... Like, that seems to be the sort of major one. Plus, which sort of gets into an interesting, finally, like, unified account stuff, which is stuff we knew about they're working towards.
Yeah, I guess they are. What, the Nintendo account or something like that? I don't know. I am not... and I don't know of any of us who in this room who are very well versed in Nintendo's online connection process thing.
No.
And how they do all that. I'm not exactly, I don't know, well-educated in it, put it that way.
I mean, a lot of speculation is still that thing is going to get announced at E3. It's going to come out this year, which I actually believe, because if Nintendo doesn't, they're kind of in deep trouble. Because with an almost certain PS4K, or whatever they're going to end up calling it, coming out next year, like... Yeah, like, if it doesn't come out this year, it's dead in the water.
Yeah. I think it will be this year as well. I think the reason that you hear so much silence on Nintendo's front about any of this is just because they're just, you know, hey, we'll do our thing at our E3 conference, and that's where we'll do it. They've always been this way.
Mm-hmm.
They've always been very close to the chest whenever they have
new
information.
System.
Oh, God, yes.
I still almost wonder if I wouldn't prefer them just to get out of home console and just do handheld.
Why?
Because I have a 3DS and I enjoy that. I don't care about the Wii U, or...
Well, that's just you, though.
That's why I say I feel...
Hey, Reggie! Matt needs you to Matt needs you to dump that home console business,
just,
man.
Just drop
it. Be like, honestly, I'm kind of with him in that regard. Like, I really kind of wish they would go third party and just do handhelds. Like,
be like Sega.
Like, for the longest time, I haven't seen a good justification for Nintendo's home console. They make amazing games. They make games that, if they released on other platforms, would sell 10 plus billion copies.
I mean, I'm not saying you guys aren't wrong. It's just, I know so many little kids that own Wii U and the Wii still, that it just amazes me of how much they own that market, and I don't see them leaving anytime soon.
The problem is that they don't. They're going to sell less than the, but when it's all said and done, they're going to have sold less than the GameCube this time around. They've already sold 13 million units, which is just not enough. Like, I'm sorry, they own that market, but that market clearly isn't big enough for them to survive there.
I would say the GameCube was, in my opinion, the last successful unit that they did, because on that one, it actually seemed like for their games, they actually tried, you know, different things, like between, you know, Eternal Darkness, the Resident Evil remakes, you know, Robotech. I mean, they actually had a really solid, you know, game collection on that. That it felt like the Wii and the Wii U just more playing it safe when it came to game types and IPs.
The Wii U feels like the strangest thing I've ever seen as far as the way that they launched that, the whole way that system came about and how it was given to the public just feels like the strangest thing that I've ever seen.
The way I've put it this way is the Wii was they played a generation behind, and it gave them a massive success with the Wii, but it put them in a hole I don't think they could dig themselves out of.
Yeah.
Like, because you cannot and continue to release consoles that are power-wise a generation behind your competitors. It's not going to happen.
I'm really curious if the NX is going to have some kind of gimmick attached to it like the Wii did and like the Wii U did.
Which is, I mean, has Nintendo kind of always been behind the power curve for their...
No, they haven't. GameCube was technically the most powerful console on the market.
Okay. Because I know
a lot of people don't realize that, but yeah, it was it had those weird discs with limited storage space, but in terms of console hardware, it was actually the most powerful console on the market. So no, traditionally they have not been behind the power curve. That only started with the Wii.
Well, I mean, like the Game Boy was less powerful than the Game Gear, and it blew it out.
But it also had a 20-plus hour battery life, where the Game Gear had a 30-minute battery life.
Yeah. You know, I think the Vita is more powerful than the 3DS.
Yeah, but that was also overpriced. It's why Nintendo ended up cutting the price of the 3DS pretty quickly.
Yeah. No, I mean, in the handheld market, they win. In the home console market, they are behind. They, again, like Nate said, they own a certain demographic of the market, but that demographic ain't making the money, ain't drawing in the money. Although I seriously agree with Nate, because this past week I've seen more of Splatoon being played than I ever have seen ever. And because, you know, I'll be over at Amber's, and then her kid come in and be like, I want to play the Wii U, and he wants to play Splatoon. And he would just play Splatoon over and over and over and over again. And then the next day he'd come in and play more Splatoon.
But that's the thing, is you need more than just the kids market.
No, I know. Yeah, I wasn't using that example as defending the, not defending, but, you know, raising the question of how come they're not winning the market. No. The reason they're not winning the market is that point right there, was that that's a kid playing the game. That's not a kid buying the game.
Yes.
And, you know, if those kids had the money to buy games, had some sort of regular income to buy those games and make those choices themselves and go out to the stores or go online and buy these games, you might see a difference. But that's just not how it works. And they have to do that from their parents and get it from the parents, and then and it has to go through them. And when you have to go through them, you're not going to win that market. The parents are going to win their own, depending on, or it's just not going to be done that way. You might own the holidays, but you'll never own it outright against the other big guys in the field. So. Anyway, W. Matthew, thanks so much for calling in, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. If you would like to get in on the conversation, you can give us a call at 334-272-9228 is the number, 334-272-9228. When we come back, we're going to be talking with, I believe, GT South. They're going to be calling in so we can find out What went on there this past, Thursday and last night as well? What's going on tonight, which is an interesting thing going on tonight, so I want to talk with them about that a little bit more. And then what's coming up in the week ahead over at GT South. Once again, I want to point out that GT South is a local business here, and they are sponsoring our show. And if you are local, we would really appreciate it if you would pay them a visit sometime.
Tell them we sent you.
You can do that or just whatever, as long as you get out there and just show up and see the place. And hopefully you'll like it as much as we do, and you'll you'll show back up. So we would really appreciate that. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll have more of In-Game Chat in just a moment. Here's music from Planescape Tournament. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. That is music from Halo Spartan Assault Call, finishing the fight. Back we're doing our music show. I'm Scott, along with RJ, Matt, and Nate. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. I believe coming up this hour, we will hear from GT South. We got in touch with them earlier, so I think they're going to be calling in. And we can talk about what's going on over there. But until they do that, just some quick hits around here where I saw where they canceled the that Nosgoth MMO. The one where they kind of tried to revitalize the whole Legacy of Cain situation, but did it in a, I guess, an MMO set? Was it an MMO, or was it like a MOBA?
I think it was just an MMO.
Yeah.
So, I think.
But it crashed and burned. So, oh well.
I wish they'd do something with Legacy of Cain series.
I would really like that as well. I would like that very much, actually. I recently went back and tried to watch some of the... I was just trying to get an idea of the story and watch a little bit of it as it goes through. And there's a lot. There's a lot to that story.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then you add in Soul Reaver.
Oh, no, that's what I was going through the entire thing. Like Soul Reaver, Defiance, Legacy of Cain, Blood Omen, Blood Omen 2, all of those things. To get rid of the word. And eventually what happens is I stop looking into the story within the game, and I start looking into the story of how it was made and everything else, and I go through all the all the problems that they had while they were trying to make it, all the pushback that...
Was it Crystal Dynamics?
Well, it was Silicon Knights at first.
Yeah.
It was Silicon Knights at first. Dennis Dyack. That was Blood Omen, Legacy of Cain.
Mm-hmm.
And then... it moved out of there and went into, I think, Crystal Dynamics and Eidos, I believe.
Yeah.
May have had a hand in it as well. This was before Square Enix had
bought
that, taken over that that property or that that company. So, so you guys are playing Division.
Yes.
What was last night? You guys were talking about the dailies not working, but I guess that's all fleshed out and been worked out now, or whatever was going on.
That was James. I have no clue.
Really?
Wasn't able to play.
Oh, you weren't even able. You weren't able to even get on and play.
Nope.
Okay.
I only play Saturdays and Sundays.
That's the only time you get in for it?
Oh, I mean, it's the only time I can.
Yeah.
Yikes. I'm now to a weekend gamer.
Wow.
It happens. How long is that going to last?
Till August-ish.
Wow.
I mean, because really the only times, I mean, I don't get home till like 11:30, so.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that sucks. Although I haven't played a game in a while. You know?
And you have time.
And I actually have time. But see, it's just, Division just did not catch on for me like it did you guys. And maybe it would on PC. I don't know. I feel like at this point, I don't really feel like at this point that I'm so far behind that I couldn't catch up. I feel like I easily could.
Oh, yeah, you could. Yeah.
But I don't know.
Especially for $30.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's just not, it just never clicked for me on the console, and I don't know if it would on the PC. I don't know. I wish it did, because I see you guys talk about it all the time. It's like, hey, that's a great conversation to be in on. Reminds me of the Destiny conversation.
Yeah, just like Destiny, technically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Essentially.
I got in to play with Dennis a little bit, and that was a lot of fun.
Was that last night?
Last week.
Okay.
So
I saw Dennis playing last night. I popped open Steam. I hadn't had Steam open in a while, and I popped open Steam and had like 11 updates. That Tron Runner game got a big 3 gigabyte update.
New maps, I'm guessing.
I don't know. I'll pop in tonight and see if they've upgraded anything.
This is a little off topic, but when you were bringing up the closing the what game is it now? Nosgoth.
Yeah.
That also made me think of. Did you see about the Blizzard shutting down the vanilla WoW server?
I had that in my list. I never moved it over into our topic of conversation, yeah, but Nostalris. I figured that's something you could probably talk about.
Yeah. Nostalris is you could take the WoW, old WoW folders and stuff, and run the game client on a personal server. I did it myself, and it was just me in the server, but you can also, you know, if you have the manpower, you can run your own server and make it a public server, and people can come join you and log in and everything. It's just like playing WoW, mm-hmm. but, you know, on older patches and stuff. And so this was it was vanilla WoW, so the very first game up till right before the Burning Crusade came out, so you could play everything technically within the very first game. And they had signed up to the server itself. They had 800,000 players who had signed up to it, but they said they had about 150 active players throughout the world playing on it. And so now, actually tomorrow night, Blizzard put a cease and desist order on the server and everything, and so they have to shut it down completely.
Wow.
And so tomorrow night will be the last night?
Yep.
Got anything planned?
I never played it.
No, I meant, do they have any? I didn't know if you'd read where they had anything planned.
No clue.
And what was the reason?
I mean they're money. Using Blizzard's
okay. Just because
product.
Of that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
but it'd been around for a while already, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I guess it just took time for them to get around to...
It's a combination of, for one, Blizzard's... WoW is dying. So, I mean, you know, they're losing players. They don't want to see more players on a dead version of their game.
Right.
People would rather it be current.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a combination of that. One, they're playing their product for free when it's their product.
I never think, you know, I always remember that, you know, WoW is on a decline, but I never really think that it's...
Well, its decline is still better than 85%
right.
of them.
Yeah,
out
it's
there.
Still not really. I mean, it's a decline only within their reality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody else's reality, it's like, you're still fine. You're still doing fine.
Yeah.
It's always been something that's not necessarily hard to wrap my head around, but one of those weird.
Just think at one point.
Perspective type things.
13 million subscribers.
What are they at now?
I forget.
12?
No.
No, it's what? Is it down to 7? 8?
No, it's like down to 3.
Is it? Wow, it's 4. Down that far?
It's really bad.
Man, will there be a jump when the expansion hits?
They're not releasing that stuff anymore now.
Oh, I thought you said, wasn't there something that comes out
they're not doing that anymore. After the prior, they're not releasing their subscription numbers anymore.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Subscription numbers. I just meant they have an expansion coming out.
Yes, Legion. Yeah. That comes out August, October.
Yeah.
No, August, I think. So, I mean, that'll put a boost into it, but, I mean, it is over 10 years old.
It is, man. Which is amazing that it's still doing what it's doing and being over 10 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm almost positive that the movie release might put an insurgent into the...
That's very true.
People wanting to get back into it. I mean...
I still feel that movie's about four to 5 years late, but...
Yeah.
I can't remember what movie it was that released, but we were in the middle of playing City of Heroes, and some superhero movie released, and I can't remember if it was Spider-Man or The Incredibles.
I think it was The Incredibles.
But after we watched it, it was like, hey, that's Super Jump. We would just relate all this stuff. And then we'd go back and we'd play the game again, get back into it. So,
Now, they do have a petition on that server to try to...
To keep it from
for Blizzard, just to see. And as of right now, they're at like 24,000 signatures.
That's not happening. No.
A lot of people are like, oh, Blizzard's being jerks, blah, blah, blah. And I understand people are mad, but...
You can also see Blizzard's point.
That is their product.
Yeah.
And... You know, you can't just use someone's product for free.
I never felt like they were being bullies about it. There was something that Nintendo put a stop to again, and I thought, well, why are they doing this? It was like a 3D conversion of
Zelda. Yeah.
And again, I understand that. I suppose you just can't let a precedent sit out there.
I guess.
Because if you let one slip through the cracks, then it shows that, well, you didn't
stop this
guy. You didn't stop these guys from doing what they're doing. Why are you stopping us?
Yeah.
So I guess you've just got to be thorough with your intellectual property.
With your ban hammer.
Yeah, you gotta hang on to it.
Yeah. Nintendo's been historically very protective of their IPs.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a shame, because I saw some of the footage of that 3D Zelda, and it looked cool. Looked interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh well.
But they still got rid of it.
Yeah.
Still interested in VR. Still want to hear people
now when VR. It comes to the private servers. I used to play a few of them just to mess around with them, and some of them are very weird. Very weird.
Why?
I mean, you would log in. You know, default at the time there was 8 races. Like eight or nine classes, whatever. And then the first time I went to a private server, you could choose, it was like 35 classes and like 38 races. I mean, they were taking things that you couldn't even play it or anything, just doing your own thing. You could just immediately hit level cap, and it's kind of weird stuff.
That's interesting. I've never really been involved in MMOs that much. City of Heroes.
Mm-hmm. That's the big one.
That's about it. I thought there was another one.
Destiny.
Yeah, for a my first MMO, maybe. Not even that, really.
I got all the luck.
I had all the luck for it, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe City Heroes, and I never really... I thought there was another one that I jumped into, and I can't remember what it was. I did try Matrix Online.
Old Republic.
I know, right? Star Wars The Old Republic, that would have been my other one. Yes, 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 yes. Star Wars Old Republic and City of Heroes. Those are the two that those are the two MMOs I did.
Good ones to do.
Not bad. Not bad. They just weren't on the level of... And again, here is this massively accepted game. I say massively accepted. I shouldn't use that towards Division. Perhaps put it into the realm of our circle of friends type thing. Here's this massively accepted game with The Division. Here's a massively accepted game with World of Warcraft. And neither of those two ever bit for me.
Yeah.
I never got the bug for those. Mm-hmm. And I tried. It's not that I didn't try. Trust me, I tried to play WoW and it never bit. And I tried to play Division on console and it just did. I even bought it and just sent the game back.
Yeah, it was funny with WoW with me. That was the time when I was playing the original Call of Duty, not what people think is Call of Duty 4. All I did was play FPSs.
Battle you were playing 2, what, Call of Duty, the Infinity Ward?
Call of Duty United Offensive, which it would have been.
Okay.
The World War II?
Yeah. Original. But so all I did was play FPSs, and I kept seeing when I was using X-Fire, all my friends were playing that were playing Call of Duty with me were also playing World of Warcraft and stuff, and I would see people, I mean, easy 8,000, 9,000 hours in World of Warcraft. And I was like, what in the world could you be doing in a game for that long? I mean, I had like 1,400 hours in Call of Duty, and I thought that was a ton. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. once I was like, all right, let me try this like 7-day free trial, never looked back.
You were hooked?
It's like, this game's amazing. You can run for an hour and not go to anywhere.
Yeah.
Why is that amazing?
I'd never play a game that had such a big...
I guess so. Like, yeah. You can run for an hour and never go anywhere. That was the statement, though. Was like,
I've never seen a game to where it was just so open. I could run over to a city and see thousands of people on my way to a city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to a 32-player map.
No, that hit a lot of people, actually. Yeah. You know, that was a big draw. It was a huge draw, especially once you got your mountain. You could fly over and do a bunch of other, you know, and you could...
I tamed my first pet because I was a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I was running around with my little pet. I felt so special.
I remember City of Villains when I got my first pets. And I thought that was great. They got pets. They were, and I named them all after DuckTales. I did the robot build on. It was a mastermind, and mm-hmm. it was robotics. And so I built all these robots. And so, you got three minions, and then one big guy. And it was Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Gizmo Duck. And those were my guys.
Duck. Yeah. That one.
Yeah, those were my
Blather and Blatherskites.
Yes, those were my guys. So, God, I loved, man, love City of Heroes. I was there when they took that one down. Me and Jeremy were both there that night when they shut those servers down.
Wow.
We jumped into there, and we hadn't been in there in forever, and we jumped into that, and we watched them turn them off. One of the devs popped in and started spawning some enemies from way different places that weren't supposed to be. We were in Atlas Park.
Okay.
Which, for anybody that remembers what Atlas Park was, that was the safest of safe zones.
Yeah.
And it's where you started as a level one or whatever. When you got out of the training thing, I think you were level two at that point. But that's where you started. So we were all huddled around Atlas Park at the big...
That big statue.
That big statue whoever's holding the world.
Mm-hmm. Atlas?
Hence the title.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
I believe that's who it was.
Strong guess.
So we were all there, and then and everybody's just, you know, showing off their powers and doing, you know, making things dancing happen, just doing their the dancing, whatever, having a nice little look see. And one of the devs came in, and you'd see the little chat room saying blah 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 spawned in the whatever, and it would be like one of the raid bosses that are just
like Clockwork King in there or something.
They'd throw anybody from all over the place, and he'd be right there, boom, just spawn right there in the middle.
The world ends.
Yeah,
and we'd all fight him, and because we had a bunch of people, and we were all level 50 or over.
Yeah,
for the most part, and you'd take him down. I don't remember if we got anything for it. I don't remember any of that stuff happening. But
watch that, like that's when you get like the epic loot.
Well, whatever. It didn't matter at that time. It was just one little last hurrah.
One last rock. Yeah. I wouldn't think you'd get anything. Just a moment, I guess.
Yeah, and that's all it was. And then, you know, and then you just started seeing people pop off. And then I stayed on as long as I could. And then, boom, you've been disconnected. And that was it.
I mm-hmm. always thought that...
Look at chat.
Hmm?
Look at the message posted in chat.
Yeah.
Let me click on that.
I always thought that...
Oh, look at that. Can't make that bigger. I want to make that picture bigger. But that's Atlas Park, man.
But I always thought in Star Wars Galaxies, when they were shutting those servers down one by one, what they should have done is just like spawn the Death Star like right above, you know, everybody, and then just, you know.
Was the Death Star even modeled in that game?
I don't know. They should have. But that would have been great. Like they just like, you know, last thing
they
you
didn't
see.
Do, I mean, they
Death
didn't do
Star,
anything.
Then
they didn't do anything
gone.
Special. I thought no, they didn't do anything special for City of Heroes. It just happened that a dev popped into the server
and just.
It's a picture.
And oh, is it? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Nate is sending us links to. Oh God, that's huge. First off, I don't know how that picture was made, because at a certain point, people start getting pushed to mirror servers because there's too many people, too many people occupying the same space. So I have no idea how that picture was made to begin with. By the way, when you look at this picture, and again, we're talking about something on the radio that you can only see if you're on the computer, which is why you should get into the chat room and watch the show so you can get links like this. This picture alone is a perfect example of the best thing about that game.
And that's every MMO. I mean, a good MMO that has a community.
Like no. It wasn't community. Character creation.
Or get that.
Character creation, the character creation process.
The customization that you could do.
Of City of Heroes was, at the time, and maybe it still holds that title, I don't know.
I personally made like four myself. I mean, I made one and like tried to make other types and just couldn't stop. That was one of the things that held my interest about this game for so long. The types of variety I could put in these heroes and types of powers I could put in there as well.
Yeah. Deck them out and all kind of... Then they added capes and just, you know...
Capes? Well, you can see, again, if you go in and look, you can see they added wings.
No capes.
They added tails. They added all sorts of stuff. And it just, whenever they kept doing it, they kept getting better and better.
Yeah, they had the animal-based, like, characters in there, but no tails or anything like that. Like, if you want to make a hybrid, like
Well, they added tails.
They added tails later on.
Yes, they did. They added tails. Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
About to say, you see yourself in that picture?
I was looking, but I don't think I was there for that image. I was not. I remember whenever they added the wings and stuff like that, but I wasn't actively playing at that time.
Yeah, I was. You know, I was just playing with our group more than anything else.
Ravenlock's in the chat room there. Mm-hmm. And it says, City of Heroes character creation is probably still unparalleled. You could run around that world and never see anybody who looked like you. I agree.
Yeah. I can buy that.
There were times when we tried to make twins so that we could have some sort of storyline going on between us. Mm-hmm. And I remember trying to set, you know, like I've set mine at this. You know, set, you know, we'd try and somehow... convey where the slider was put on the creation thing so we could get it as close as possible. I remember when I was trying to create a different version of my own character, and because I wanted to keep my main guy, Mobius, but I wanted to make one kind of just like him, but kind of like a Bizarro.
You should have, like, you know...
I was about to say, like, a Flash, Reverse Flash type of situation.
Which, this is something they also let you do in City of Heroes.
Put a goatee on them.
Well, they gave you four characters. They gave you... So they gave you character slots that you could make your character with. Mm-hmm. Within that, they gave you four alternate costume options.
Yeah.
This was... It was something so that you could start having a secret identity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my Superman character that I had completely... ripped off totally for Superman. I, you know, put him up in a suit and glasses and everything else and gave him a Clark Kent situation. And I could role play that if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas anytime I was about to fight these guys who were breaking into a bank or whatever they were doing on the street, I'd have to go some secluded corner and do my costume change and then come out and do my thing if you wanted to go that route.
Yeah.
And I loved that they allowed you to do that. So you could do the Reverse Flash. You could do that sort of thing. You could keep your character and just change the outfit that they're wearing. Mm-hmm. I did... Again, they didn't have these things where you had, like, gear sets that you needed whenever you went into a fight. You just had all your stuff.
Yeah.
So anytime I went into... the storyline for my character was somehow he couldn't breathe certain gases and that sort of thing. So whenever I went into a certain... section of the map or underground or something like that, I switched over the costume to where he had his little gas mask on and that sort of thing, and I played him that way if I wanted to. It was all at my whim if I felt like it. It wasn't I was not that strict of a role player. However, I enjoyed the fact that I had that option.
Yes. Yeah.
And did play with it on occasion.
Add that little thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just saying how much time you spent in story creation. Like, you made your character, and then you had the option to build them that story. How much time?
Oh, you could sit there and write your own story. I wrote I wrote a nice long. I can't remember it at all. Yeah. But I did sit there and I wrote a very long,
detailed
thing about the creation of how he came about.
Like, till you ran out of character space, that type, or
I don't necessarily know if they had a limit on character space. Oh, no. They may have, but I remember writing a really long thing about.
Because there were times in there when I would get little messages from random players who said, nice story. Mm-hmm. And then they just keep going from there.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. So if you put a little effort into it, people give you props for that.
I remember for those of you who ever had a live journal, there was a live journal community for City of Heroes. Mm-hmm. And it was basically just like a subreddit type situation. It was just a place where people would talk about City of Heroes. But they also had a hero highlighter. And so one of the sidebars of the page would change every time you refreshed and would focus on a different hero that was submitted. Mm-hmm. Mine was in the mix. I don't know how many they had, but mine was in the mix. And it had a list of the creation of my character, the story,
yeah,
creation of my character, how I built him, or how his backstory,
mm-hmm,
of the character, what server I was on the most, the name you could find me, that sort of, yeah, thing. If you wanted to add me, that's that sort of stuff. So
yeah, you know this. I wish I would have stayed on longer.
I wish I would have to, or at least I wish I would have. The City of Villains came out,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I started playing some of that. I did not put in as much of an effort into my backstory on the guy as I had with.
We're just too tired at that point.
It's never as good as your first, man.
Yeah.
Right.
It is never as good as your first.
Because you put a lot into it.
Mm-hmm. You really put a lot into it. I put a lot of time into that one. Got them all the way to the level cap, where then you got these alien beings that you could start playing as, and I can't remember what they were called.
I think
Praetorians.
Rikti? No, the Rikti was in the.
The Rikti were enemies.
The enemies, yeah.
But I think they were called Praetorians, and I could be saying that wrong, and I probably am. Once you hit 50, you unlocked those guys that you could play, and they had like a travel power already unlocked from the beginning. They had alternate states that you could be in, a solid state and a ghost type state.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd already done all of that. Then City of Villains hit. So I went that route and I started playing more of that. And, it was fun being a villain. It was a lot like doing the Sith side of,
Old Republic,
which I enjoyed more than I did the Old Republic.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a lot more fun being a Sith. So I did City of Villains. I did not get all the way to the end level cap with City of Villains. Mm-hmm. Got up there, but I didn't get all the way to the end.
Like in the 40s, mid-40s, late-40s, something like that?
Close to the 40s.
Okay.
Close to the 40s. Did not get up to 50, which I think is what the level cap was,
mm-hmm,
was 50. And I don't know. By that time, there was nobody else playing other than me and whoever else was. There was nobody locally.
Yeah,
we'd all moved on since then, and so it was kind of a lonely trip to that top there. Yeah. So
because that was the thing that got me was that at a certain point, like I think level 25, 26, around that area, you really couldn't level up really unless you were with a team really.
You had to be with the team.
Because mm-hmm, I was trying to play, and it was like XP dropped to like 2 for same level enemies I was taking out.
Which
XP
was fine.
Points,
yeah. I didn't mind that because, finding a team in there was still easier than trying to find a team in Destiny.
Yeah.
Because it was proper, you know, and probably easier than finding a team much easier than finding a team, yeah, in Division.
Yeah.
I love the way that you could find teams in Division.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have clans set up in Division? Do they have something where you guys are all kind of connected, you know?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Just
you have your friends
just
list.
Just friends list is all you got to, yeah, go on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. So yeah, I did that, and then they shut it all down. I tried to get back into it with Going Rogue or whatever it was called. They had a couple of other expansions, and I don't remember what the differences were.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to kind of get back into it, and by the time I really had decided that, yeah, let's see what we can do, they had already announced that, yeah, we're going to cancel it all. We're going to shut it all down. So Jeremy and I popped back in on our original characters and watched it go kaput. So I can't remember what his character name was. Yeah.
Do you have a Sarah McLachlan playing in the background?
No. Now, I do remember... During the height of City of Heroes, was when Christopher Reeve died.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there were memorials all over the place.
Yeah, tributes and memorials all over the place. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. I think you could get a black armband on one of your characters. I'm not kidding. And I had a black armband on one of my characters, and I put him in. Wasn't Atlas Park. It was the other one. It was the mirrored version of Atlas Park, and I can't remember what it was called. Freedom City or something? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Freedom Plaza?
Maybe. That may have been where Atlas Park was, but it was it was the other starting point, but it was, yeah.
Did they change the name of the hospital?
I think they did. I want to say they changed the name of the hospital to match him.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what they changed it to. And I remember putting my guy in. He was in like a salute stance, and he stayed there. And there was a lot of people doing these things. And I just left him there for like overnight, just as tribute or whatever. It was a big deal. It was a big deal. And it was fun. God, I remember those days. Anyway, we got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have more of in-game chat here in just a moment. You want to get in, give us a call, 334-272-9228. Here is music from, I don't even have to intro this. We'll be right back. And welcome back to In-Game Chats. I'm Scott. We've got RJ, Matt, and Nate. And this is music from Soul Calibur. And we're going to the phones right now. We're hearing from Mike from GT South. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we are doing good. How are you?
Oh, it's been a busy day. Very busy.
Really?
And crowds are already coming into the bars. So.
Well, oh, really?
Good.
All right. Well, can't you guys are open. You open up at 5?
5, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's go back a week because you had a cake contest last Saturday.
Yes.
And how did that go and who won?
It was a Bloodborne cake that won. I'll have the pictures up on the Facebook page tonight. It was a nice item from the game, well, an area from the game. It was kind of a graveyard scene. It had these ghouls coming out of it. I don't know what they call the game.
RJ would know.
Was that?
Yeah.
The cake that won last. Yeah. Were you there? Were you there?
I was there. I didn't.
It was a Bloodborne cake.
Yeah, Bloodborne cake. That was a lot of highly detailed from what I From what I was told of all the patrons there, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a tight race. So there's actually a 1 point difference between that and the Minecraft case.
And the Bloodborne pulled it out. Well, what went on Thursday? Thursday night you had your not your retro tournament. It's all
now it's called Mob for this season. It's the new season, season 3. So it's Mob. It's Masters of Battle.
Okay.
It's going to be a season where it could be any game on any system. Okay. So it's a little different than we did in past seasons, and we're just kind of taking a break strictly retro and doing any type of game. It could be something emulated on the PC on the big screen. It could be, you know.
And what was the game for Thursday, for this past Thursday?
It was a racing game. It was, why is my mind going blank?
As long as it wasn't Burnout.
It was Need for Speed Carbon, I think it was.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. As long as it wasn't Burnout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
RJ, you have to tell me if they ever pull out Burnout on this.
You have to be there.
You have to be there
Thursday night. See, the thing's covered up in a towel, and you have no idea what you're going to play until the power button's turned on.
I can't do it. I can't. Because what time does the tournament start? Like 10?
10:30.
Yeah, 10, 10:30, yeah, around that time. Yeah.
Man, I have to be up at 4:30 for my job the next morning. I just can't do it.
I'll send you a text and hope for the best.
I know, man.
We'll go from there.
I just hope it's never Burnout then. Okay, and then last night was the Pulp Fiction night.
Pulp Fiction.
And tonight, tell us about tonight.
Tonight is two rooms and a boom.
Have you guys done this before?
No. This is a newer game that started out of a Kickstarter. They made a PDF version of it, so we've downloaded, printed, and laminated the card.
Okay.
And, it's basically we group people into two teams. There's red versus blue, basically. There's hostage negotiations. There's hostages on each team. And the goal is for one of the sides to get two people, are a president and a bomber. And the goal of the red team is to get the president and the bomber in the same room at the end of the time by doing hostage negotiations, because they don't know who's who.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're in the same room at the end, then the president blows up and the red team wins. If they're separated, then the blue team wins. So it's got a lot of different dynamics. There's people that are spies that can't tell what's going on. So there's a lot of in-depth to it. I'm still learning the rules because of how in-depth it is, but Gray is running it tonight, and he's been spending all week just researching it. So
cool.
It should be pretty fun.
I'm really – what time is that going to get underway?
Probably about 10.
Okay. I'm really interested. I love physical games like this.
Mm-hmm.
The one where it's not necessarily board game type stuff. I love the ones where everybody is involved and you know,
right.
And have to do those sort of things. I'm really interested to see how this works. So I am either going to be there and participate, or I'm either going to be there and watch. I kind of want to participate.
There's even a player that's gray that is undecided. And at the end, you choose which team you think is going to win. And you become that team.
Oh, interesting. Okay. How many people can be in a team?
This game's designed for, I think, up to 30-plus people.
Wow.
Goodness. Okay. Well, then you should be all right then.
Yeah.
And we'll probably have multiple rounds of it because it was only a half an hour for...
Oh, really? It only takes about half an hour to do one round?
Yeah.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in this.
Everybody will get to play.
Okay.
Awesome.
And what's going on? Let's see. Is there anything coming up in the week ahead?
Other than the Thursday, no. But next week is really a huge week. Friday is our second annual No Pants Day. So pants are not required next Friday. It's always an interesting event.
Yeah.
But the big one is Saturday, which is our fourth birthday, and that's the big celebration. So that's what we're spending all of our time getting ready for.
Awesome.
The Kettle Puddle is being built this week. It's a 14-foot by 6-foot giant couch that we're constructing.
Where's that going to go?
Where the current couches are in the back, they're going to Eddie's house, and we are replacing it with a gigantic couch.
Nice.
And it'll actually act as beer storage as well, so we can
all
get
right.
get more area in the back that beer is taking up right now.
Yeah.
Always a good thing.
Um,
more place to do things.
All right, you guys are open now. And when do you open up during the week? What are your hours during the week?
Tuesday and Wednesday is 7 to midnight because that's kind of slow night. But that actually starts to pick up really well. And Thursday through Saturday is 5 p.m. till 2 a.m. except for Friday. We go, I think last night we got out of here at what, 4:30? About 4:30 or so.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was late last night.
Yeah.
very late last night. And you guys do serve lunch?
Yes. From Tuesday through Friday from 11:30 to 2. And that's been starting to actually pick up. And
yep.
We had probably about a 12-person group come in Friday. So it was fun.
Yeah, and it's 19 to enter. There is no cover charge. You can go in there and just kind of get a feel for the place, enjoy it, get relaxed, and then, you know, pull one of the board games down or just go to one of the consoles on the wall and start playing a game there or participate in karaoke, whatever it is they've got going on, depending on when you go. Like I said, you've gone last Saturday, you would have gotten some cake, which yeah. always would have been great. So make sure you check them out. They sponsor us, and we want you guys to go out and support them. So we really do appreciate those of you who do show up out there and give them a chance, and hopefully so much of one that it just becomes a regular thing for you, and you show up there every week, because they've got something new going on each and every week. Thursday is a brand new game to play. Friday has a theme. Saturday has a theme, and it's always different. So make sure. And tell them again where you're located at, Mike.
4017 Eastern Boulevard. It's across from Stivers Ford behind the Longhorn.
All right, man. We appreciate you calling in.
All right.
All right. I'll see you out there tonight.
All right.
Bye-bye. Once again, that's GT South, so make sure you check them out. If you're in town, it is a local place, and if you are local or in the area or passing through and want to stop somewhere, we had somebody call in the other day, but last week, saying, wait, I can go play games and drink while I'm doing it. I was like, yep, sure can, at GT South, so make sure you check them out. Getting close to the end of the show here. Anybody have anything they wanted to hit on before we get out of here? If there was anything coming up. I mean, we kind of talked about what's coming up as far as game releases. I'm going to put in some time with Quantum Break, either a little bit tonight or tomorrow. And
anything new in the pinball world?
In the actual pinball table world, the only thing that's new is that they are still making tables. Stern is still making tables. Ghostbusters is getting a table.
Okay.
I don't know if it's based on new or old. I think it's based on old.
Oh, really? I would have assumed it would be the new sort of tie-in.
But I don't remember. It may be a mixture because they've done that too. Mm. Game of Thrones got a table. Oh, Zen Studios is making an Alien table.
Oh, really?
Yes, because Alien Day is coming up. Look that up real quick. Alien Day. It's sometime in April.
Now,
I guess to commemorate the release of
like
the first film.
79 Ridley Scott Alien?
I believe so.
Ooh.
I believe so.
That would be really cool.
4/26?
April 26th, yeah. Alien Day. What day is that? Let me look at my calendar real quick.
That is a Tuesday.
That is a Tuesday.
Are you going to pick that up?
I will pick it up. I hope that they send me, the tables that I can do some previews with.
Yeah, if you do a preview of that, I really want to see that one.
Oh yeah, no, totally. Because they're doing. I want to say it's a set. I don't think it's just one table, but if it's a set, I don't know what it's based on. And I'd have to look this up. Because they've got it on their Facebook page for Zen Pinball.
Maybe like the characters of the Nostromo?
Yeah, I can't remember. Mm. I can't remember. I haven't gotten a press release from them about it yet either, so
okay.
Should be getting something new. So that's going on in pinball. Roller Coaster Tycoon World, I think, came out of Early Access. Not that that means anything, because it really hasn't done very well. However, Planet Coaster from Frontier guys, who do Elite, theirs is in beta or alpha right now, and just like Elite worked, you pay to get into that. It'll get you the game, but you'll also be into the alpha. but you have to pay for it to get in. So, and I haven't really touched on that yet either. Just it being so early access, I really don't want to burn myself out on it. Whenever other features may not yet be in the game.
The reason it's on April 26th, by the way, is for LV-426.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Yeah, that's the planet they landed on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it 426, April?
April 26th, yeah. But why this year?
Oh.
Was it this year, that the year that it was that it landed?
Well, from what I was reading, it sounds like it's a reoccurring thing. I'll keep reading.
I don't know. I'm just curious as to why that might be the case.
But when I was reading it, it said tables, but it didn't say how many.
See, yeah, I know it's a table pack. Usually that probably means there's three. There could be more. But I'm not sure the theme. Obviously, the theme is alien, but I don't know the theme of each table. Is it going to be based on... It doesn't seem like they would do Alien 3. It seemed like they would stay with Alien and Aliens.
It's called Aliens vs. Pinball, so that's the actual name of the pack.
Hmm.
And they did get the license from 20th Century Fox, which means they probably have Alien and Predator. Which means you may get some...
Like an AVP.
You may get an AVP in there somewhere. Possibly.
You know, speaking of that, or Aliens, I saw people are still trying to mod Colonial Marines to make it playable.
I had that in our list here. I can't open it up for some reason. There we go.
Yeah.
It was taking a while to do that. Yeah, some modder was going through and fixing Aliens Colonial Marines. That was the really, really bad one.
Yes.
I guess it takes a little more than like the DS fix and Dark Souls back in the day.
Yeah. One modder has put out gameplay balance, AI, and graphical adjustments that he says fixes the game's Windows PC version. ACM overall has been heavily balanced and playtested. Xenomorphs are now much more terrifying foes, thanks to substantial boost to their ability, based on class to outmaneuver the player. They also need fewer attacks to bring down a human. Movement speed, acceleration, weight, jump power, and flight speed have all been rebalanced so that xenomorphs are extremely agile and move swiftly around the cluttered levels. Xenomorph health takes a steep hit to balance out their added power and menace, but it will still take multiple headshots to put them out of commission quickly. There are many, many more changes than these, and you can check those out at the database page, the ModDB page. The graphical settings have all been adjusted for greater visual fidelity. The weapon specs and mechanics have been completely reworked, and the AI for humans and aliens has been redone to present a greater challenge. So, might be something to look into there for you, Matt.
Yeah. I've already played through it once.
Yeah, I know you'd be really interested in that. So, all right. Well, I guess that'll wrap things up. I want to thank everybody for joining us in the chat room, as well as everybody listening on the stream or even on the radio. We want to thank everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We really appreciate it. Head on over to ingamechat.net. Or you can join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you're on Steam, we've got a Steam group there you can join up with and play games with us and other listeners, plus our PS4 community as well that you can join into. Want to once again thank W. Matthew for calling in. Want to thank GT South as well for their sponsorship and for calling into us each and every week. We really appreciate it. Thanks everybody who supports them as well. You guys have a fantastic week, and we will see you next Saturday. Going to leave you with whatever this music is. I do not know. I don't know. Maybe Mega Man.
Sounds like it.
Just going to go with Mega Man.
Sure.
That is Mega Man. I think it's Cut Man, maybe. Yeah. That is. We'll see you next week. Bye.